It's 29 minutes to 12, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
We're very fortunate, Darren. Parramatta Missions has a long history in and around Parramatta, doing so much great work. And we're really delighted to have on the line Davin De Bruin, the partnerships and manager, major supporters manager, who really gets behind some really innovative and creative ways to raise much needed funds. But before we go to that, first, good morning to you, Davin, from Darren and myself.
Good morning, Jim. Morning, Darren. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
We're absolutely delighted that you could join us this morning. We know how busy it is, and we really mean that, particularly for Parramatta Missions at this point in time. You really are busy. So thanks for coming and telling your story. Parramatta Missions, tell us a little bit about what that's been like over the last couple of weeks, because I've been down there many times in what I call normal or pre-COVID times, and it is just unbelievably busy. What's it like now?
Yeah, no. Thanks for checking in, Jim. It's certainly been a challenging time for us down here at the mission. Prior to the lockdowns, we had seen quite an increase in the number of individuals needing to access our service, needing to access support. Obviously, COVID had a huge impact on a number of individuals, from losing jobs. We've had obviously refugees, students, people who sort of slipped through the cracks of support, and so we've very much been on the front line in that regard. I guess the challenge over the last couple of weeks, which has been quite concerning for us, is that our numbers have dropped off slightly in terms of the amount of support we're offering, and what I was just catching up with Paul, our service manager, a little bit earlier, and he was saying a big part of it is that people are actually too scared to leave their homes. So we're seeing an increased level of isolation and loneliness. We know that leads to significant cases of depression and potential suicide. So we're doing a lot more kind of home deliveries, trying to keep up the engagement and the connection with the members in the community. But it's certainly been a challenge. And then obviously hearing the fact that it's been extended for another 4 weeks has been quite a blow. But we're doing our best, and we're incredibly grateful to our amazing community that have come around and supported us in probably one of the most difficult times in the history of the mission.
Absolutely, and we're going to talk about an innovative way in a moment, re-inspired threads. But I think some of the words that you mentioned there have people's lives attached. We seem to say mental stress, mental illness, and potential suicide, and unfortunately suicides. I mean, this is real. This is not just something to talk about or fictitious. This is happening in real time in people's lives in and around Parramatta.
Absolutely, Jim. I think it's you hear about it on the news, and it sounds bad, but then you actually hear the stories firsthand, and it's incredibly confronting, and it hits home in such a hard way. One of my work colleagues actually has one of her friends has a friend staying with her because of with the lockdown and the situation at home. It's not safe for her to be at her home. So these are the sort of the implications that we're seeing from the lockdown that aren't really being spoken about as much, and it's incredibly confronting to see it and sort of witness it firsthand.
Well, we can feel that in your voice about the great commitment that you have, and I just want to applaud you, your team, that in the front line in particular, that get up every day, don't know what's going to really hit them, although it's going to be a very challenged environment and a very challenged moment all day long from, what people require. And this is in real time, and I think our listeners need to understand that the raw emotion and the rawness of these events are real.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for that, Jim. And look, I certainly can't take any credit. It goes really to our team on the ground in Meals Plus, our service there, Paul and Sylvia, and really our volunteers. Like, Meals Plus is a volunteer, predominantly run service. And then that's the other great thing about what we do. It really is the community coming together, volunteering their time and their services to ensure that we can continue to stay open and then operate during this time.
Well, David, I'm just going to ask one more little question, then we'll get on to specifically some of the things. But at Parramatta Mission, just what's a round number of meals so people understand the severity of the situation? Just think about this, listeners, right? David is going to say, on any one given day, particularly now, you would serve meals, whether it's lunch or what, how many would you kind of serve in general terms?
Yeah. No, really good question. So we're currently operating two services, breakfast and lunch. So at breakfast, we're serving anywhere from 60 to 90 meals in the morning. As I mentioned, prior to the lockdown, it was upwards around the 80-90 mark. It's subsequently since dropped to around 60 breakfasts. And then lunch, we were doing upwards of 180 to 190 meals during lunchtime. And subsequently, with the lockdown, it's dropped to 140 per day. So, but then we've also increased our number of home deliveries from an engagement. So a significant number of people kind of reaching out for support.
And that's relentless. That's not like you can say, look, sorry, we serve breakfast from 7 o'clock and it finishes at 8:30, and you know, see you later type of stuff. No, do you know what I mean? In the sense, I want people to understand. I've gone past there and seen the lines of people there, that the love and care and affection and what I really mean by this, the unrelenting love that you give these people, that they go there in their hour of need and you're there for them. Mm. On behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight, and particularly 90.5 FM, we just want to thank you and all your team for doing that. We really mean that. And I want to move on. You don't have to say thanks or that. It's just letting you know how we feel with regards to what you guys do. It's just incredible.
That really means a lot. Thank you.
Davin, Re-Inspired Threads, what's that all about?
Great question. So,
could you just say that again, please? Because my producer loves it when I get great questions, because he gets them for me.
No, that was a great question. So that I can be encouraging.
Very, very. I'm in the good books. But Damon, what is it? It sounds wonderful.
So very simply put, it's Parramatta Mission's op shop that is entirely online. Just at the very basic level, to put it in layman's terms, sure, it's our online op shop.
Everything online. I'm just thinking, and thank you for the great questions there. How does it come to fruition that you look to start something actually new in COVID, and all online? Did this come about just recently? Walk us through that.
Yeah, no, thanks for asking, Darren. I guess the initiative came about, I guess, this time, or a little bit earlier than this time last year. We were hit by COVID, and it obviously changed everything, and it obviously impacted a number of individuals and organizations. However, Parramatta Mission was particularly impacted for two reasons. We operate in mental health, obviously supporting people experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness, as well as, you know, women and children experiencing domestic violence. So a number of really challenging areas that were significantly impacted as a result of COVID and the lockdowns. So we'd seen an increased level of need for our services there, but then on the other side, organizations, clubs, individuals who had been financially supporting us were themselves significantly impacted, so couldn't support us to the same, either couldn't support us at all, or even to the same extent that they had previously. So we were kind of caught in the middle and being smashed on both sides, and needed to think up a way to, I guess, redo things and find a way to, you know, create alternative revenue streams that weren't fully reliant just on supporters. And I'm fortunate in the sense that I volunteer and also work for another organization called Thread Harvest, which is an online ethical fashion marketplace. And so basically what happened is I went to my manager and I said, right, we need to, you know, we need to figure out a new way of doing things, because we want to be engaging our community with other ways than just receiving financial donations. A lot of organizations and schools that we partner with, you know, they want to get their students more engaged. So it was like, okay, well, how can we better engage them? And then what we were also finding, we were getting lots of in-kind donations. And the biggest challenge for us is, of course, there's a big logistics cost to handling them and stewarding them. So we were trying to think of a way, okay, well, what is an initiative that we can sort of launch that will help us kind of in all these different areas that we're being challenged, you know, engagement, receiving donations, generating revenues. And so I suggested, well, why don't we do an op shop? You know, the likes of Vinnie's and Salvo's do it really well, and it helps them generate, you know, necessary funds to operate their services. And we had done that in the past. We'd done the physical op shop, and, you know, as expected, Joe, my manager, was like, no, look, it's too expensive, you know, the property and the cost. They try to do it, not successful. And so I said, okay, well, what if we moved it online, you know? Essentially, there's no kind of heavy fixed costs. Thread Harvest could manage that whole piece for us, and we could build a partnership where we source the clothing through our partners and our associations, and Thread Harvest, I guess, runs the online component and manages all the sales, the fulfillment, and the back end. Needless to say, she loved it. I ended up, you know, sharing it with our church board, who liked the idea. There was a bit of, you know, conversations back and forth. But essentially, the project was green lighted, and then started all the planning to kind of get it off the ground. We did a crowdfund in November last year, which was successful. We also received a grant for the initiative, and over the last 6 months, it's been absolutely crazy, but so exciting. I've been at schools. You know, we've partnered with initially the likes of Abbotsley, Knox Grammar, Queenwood, to source clothing, which they've been providing to us, and then that's been coming through to us, who we pass on then to Thread Harvest, who then go through the process of ultimately preparing it to get it online. And we just launched this initiative last week, and already so exciting to see the feedback and responses we're getting from the community.
Well, David, we're going to go to a little break. It sounds exciting. You present it in such a way that is exciting and has lots of energy. You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim, and you're on Spotlight, and we're talking with David De Bruin, the partnerships and major supporter manager for Parramatta Missions. We'll be back after this little break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 13 minutes to 12. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line David De Bruin, the Partnership and Manager, Supporters Manager for Parramatta Mission, talking about Re-Inspired Threads, an amazing concept, one that brings a lot of energy, community together, and raises much needed funds for the goals and mission that they undertake on a daily basis. So walk me through how I can do that. What's the website, please, David?
Yeah, Jim. So the website's www.reinspiredthreads.org.au. So very simple. You can go to the site there, and you know, it's just like any sort of e-commerce store where you can shop and purchase. And we've looked to make it as simple as possible for our users and our customers. And there's also a portal. You know, if there's any interest in partnering with us or getting more involved. There's a place where you can kind of submit your details, and we can work with you, whether it be, you know, your organization or your school. Currently, obviously, with lockdown, it's been a bit challenging, and we've had to put a lot of things on hold for now. But yeah, hoping that, you know, when things kind of get open again and going, we can pick up and hit the ground running.
And Davin, it's exceeded your expectations?
It has, if I'm being honest. It still feels kind of surreal, you know, Jim. This whole idea has been in the works for a good sort of 2 years, and kind of seeing it out there, you know, alive and active in the community, and seeing the feedback has been overwhelming, and I guess the positivity and people wanting to get behind it and support it, it's been really encouraging, and I guess this initiative, it's creating so much change just through one means. If you don't mind me sharing a bit, like, of course, there's the sale of the product, which is really great. That generates, you know, revenues and profits to fund the mission. But through engaging the schools, we're managing to share about, you know, challenges when it comes to things like, you know, landfill, climate change and what have you, and actually get them tangibly involved with an initiative that's looking to kind of create that change. So clothing that would have otherwise been going to landfill, we're now getting back into, you know, into circulation and into use. So it's having an environmental impact as well. But what I love about this initiative is that it's not one organization or individual that's responsible for it. It's actually a number of organizations that have come together. You know, essentially we've got Parramatta Mission that's as an organization, we're sourcing the clothing through our partners. We've got ThreadArvis that's running the e-commerce and the online and the systems. But then there's also an organization called Avenue, which is our logistics and fulfillment partner. And they actually provide meaningful employment with people for people with a disability who are actually doing the receiving, the storing, the packing, and the shipping of the items for us. And we also partnered with Northcott, which a very similar a provider of meaningful employment for people with disability who are actually doing the washing of the clothing when it comes in. So you've got an incredible array of organizations that are coming coming together to make this this possible. And yeah, by getting involved and supporting it, you kind of hitting all these different levels of impact, which is so exciting to see.
Davin, you have presented it in such a way that is inspiring. Just walk me through. We've only got about a minute left, but I've just gone to my cupboard and I found a whole range of clothes. What do I do? Walk me through that.
Yeah, good question. So that's actually the challenge we're having at the moment, Jim. Obviously, everyone wanting to get behind and donate and support. And what we've tried to do, so I guess we're a small organization run by volunteers, so we don't have the capacity to be able to handle it on an individual basis. And so that's where we're looking to build partnerships with either organizations or clubs to try and limit, I guess, the number of avenues in which clothing support is coming through. And that also helps us vet the clothing and make sure it's of a good quality. So I guess what I'd really be hopefully encouraging your listeners to do is if you could be, you know, chatting to whether it's your workplaces or your organizations or churches or clubs to share about this initiative and we look to engage on that side of things at that sort of level. That will really help us manage the inflow and help us continue to grow and scale this idea, because it's still, as I mentioned, we've just launched it. We're looking to build it up over time, and that's going to take a bit of time. But in the interim, yeah, if people could be doing that and getting behind it, that would be immensely helpful.
Well, we would love to encourage and find out more what you're doing. It's an amazing concept, and you bring so much joy, and you give so much inner peace to people who want to give. Davin, thanks for joining us here at 90.5 on Spotlight this morning with Darren and myself. You represented Parramatta Missions beautifully. You've got an amazing story. We wish you all the best, and we want to hear later in the year how it's going. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Colin, thank you guys enough for having me. You guys take care.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
All the best. Cheers, Darren.
Bye.
Alive 90.5.